on everything?
We're recording.
All good?
That's weird. I just tried to put my seatbelt on.
Buckle up! Buckle up, buckaroos! It's Heartfire Tales!
An excellent introduction, Jim. No notes. That's how we'll start.
Okay, good. You can have that one for free.
Welcome back to Let One, the land of might, magic, and the masks.
Using it, that's cool. We're just
that
using
we
it.
All wear.
Oh, yeah, that's the real start.
Oh, yeah, no, that's it.
Well, then. Let it be noted that I suggested masks because that's much cooler than what I ended up actually saying.
But yeah, we might even leave in the part where Ryan confessed that he really wants to have sex with a Sphinx.
I don't. Sid does. And it's more the e-girl.
There's a part of us in all of our D&D characters.
Be a
so
part
you know?
Of Sid and that Sphinx if we don't rein him in.
Well. Who doesn't want a Twitch streamer, you know?
I mean,
I don't know. I saw your man Osmongold. I saw his living conditions. He's a foul human being.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Anyway,
no one gets facial hair like that by being a good person. So.
I didn't realize how bad that was. Okay.
Anyway,
can we do something cleaner?
Yeah, not involving all the rats that are probably in his house.
So many, like, so many rats. So many rats. Where is
if you haven't
protector?
Played a Plague's Tale? We cannot stress.
Ryan, would you say that there are a lot of rats in the game A Plague Tale?
There's so many rats.
So
the
many
two
rats.
Guys just spent like last 20 minutes just explaining the game A Plague Tale to me, and only in the terms of there's so many rats.
We can't
there's
stress so it. The quantity of rats in that game
they
is unprecedented.
They couldn't stress how many rats are in that game.
Bewildering levels of rats.
Yeah. Startling. Really?
Yeah.
Like to you as a player, not even to the characters. There are startling levels of rats.
I mean,
the game
has
done well despite the. Like, it actually plays into it well. You kind of go through these stages. You're shocked at first because you're like, there's so many rats. And then you kind of go through a phase where you're like,
you're used to the amount of rats.
There's too many rats. Like, what? And then, like.
But then you're like, oh my God, there's even more rats.
Yeah. And then you're like, this is okay because I understand there's a lot of rats and it's a good story. But then they catch you off guard because there's just so many rats.
Let's get back to our story with one rat.
Yeah.
With one rat.
The only rat we need
a
is
a reasonable
Sphinx.
Amount of rats.
Yeah. But disgusting enough to count for many. And let's do a roll for recap. That is a solid 7.
I got a 4.
Oh.
I rolled a 6.
Holy, that was a very low round.
Had I lost, I was going to go, rats.
Rats. You did this to me, Dredd. Okay. Okay, so after the shenanigans in the forest, the party, the band with no name, who I believe are operating under Better Off Fred at the moment, which is silly because Fred isn't even around anymore, have been traveling with the wonderful Tentless Vespuccio's Traveling Circus. And they have taken some time to integrate themselves into the circus environment, community?
Family,
yeah. Sid has devoted himself to the study of the local folklore and everything that's going on there in an effort to try and, you know, glean some meaning and see if there's any truth behind them, as well as taking the time to kind of press into the dreamscape a little bit to try and see if he can find any echoes of his long absentee father.
Mm-hmm.
Bren has devoted himself to the study of
curves
of Madame Twist, whose name I can't even remember.
Christina,
thank you, Christina. Someone will get that. The guys didn't. Someone will get it. So Bren has taken the time to just allow community to wash over him and has made lots of friends and found family. The two of them have put on multiple performances to uproarious applause and generally just been very well accepted. We might just be on the wrong track for our careers. And then I suppose one of the big culminations of everything that's happened is in his getting closer to everybody in the camp, especially Christina. Bren has, well, he had a one-to-one with Vespuccio himself, who up until that point had kept his, you know, his business to himself, and in a moment of mutual trust, both revealed they had been carrying secrets and revealed each other's hidden identities. Bren, of course, being a tiefling, and Vespuccio, a dragon. and a dragon from Shin Joker.
A copper dragon.
Yeah, a young copper dragon whose family had been potentially seemingly killed in the Dragonfall. And that's kind of where we are. Bren rushed back to, with Vespuccio's consent, of course, tell the gang in the Circle of Trust. And Cid began immediately chanting a mantra to not freak out, sweating profusely, and Bren decided the best thing to do was to bring him to ask his questions to Vespuccio himself.
Ah, that was quite quick. You can kind of succumb straight away.
Okay.
Let's go back out into the forest where it's a little bit quieter.
Yeah.
And within the Circle of Trust, the guys can just hear Cid saying this over and over in his head.
As we're walking in the Circle of Trust, I say, hey, do we have room for one more here? Can we do this?
I can't really just add somebody unless DM gives me consent on that. I have to I guess I could drop it and cast it. I'm about to sleep again.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Can I add... He's intelligent. He speaks English, so... Well, he speaks whatever language we're speaking.
He's probably
smarter than we are. So can I add a dragon into it?
Yeah. I could... Yeah. I mean, we've said you've let Fink in before,
no,
so...
No, can't let Fink in.
Oh.
I feel like in any D&D media I've consumed, dragons are kind of... like hyper intelligent.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it just says a language.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, hold on, Vespuccio.
Yeah.
We stay here. We stay comfortable. Don't worry. I have a way we can talk. Well, sorry, I don't. Cid has a way we can talk that nobody will overhear us.
Oh, all's with the secrets at you guys.
Yeah, Cloak and Dagger. That should have been our stage name, Cloak and Dagger. Oh, okay.
Could be now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can always just change.
That's true.
Anyway, okay, yeah, what's this? Is this like the message cantrip? Is it like a sending spell? What's going on?
Yeah, like, I suppose. What, like, psychic abilities do you have? Or, like, not psychic, but, like, telepathic? Do you get into, like, the dreamscape at all as a drag?
As a dude? I'm somewhat aware of the dreamscape, but no, I'm not, like, a dreamer.
I just was afraid if I connected you, you know... Weird stuff can happen, you know. I'm new to this. I didn't want to, you know, cause any problems.
Are you sure you don't want to just go into the forest? Is that going to be easier?
Brain space is cool.
Okay, we can go into a brain space. It's all.
I was just worried. I didn't want to do something that would like negatively impact you or anything.
Okay,
you know?
You're being suddenly real, like.
But Sid just put up a brain space.
What's going on?
Yeah. Whoa, I'm in your head now.
That's
Sorry,
weird.
I never get to introduce the brain space.
Okay, so we can all talk in here then.
Yeah, so, the bad thing is now we're all just kind of standing around staring at each other.
No, we're in Vespuccio's tent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody comes in.
Yeah. We just put up the little orgy sign.
Okay, no, sorry. Oh, wait, no, she doesn't know what I look like. Okay, yeah, go on.
So, I've got my book here, and I've got... Sir, I've got some questions that I would like to ask, and potentially at some point I would very much like for your assistance in sketching an image of yourself, eventually.
Yeah, Vespuccio looks at you, Bren, and says,
don't worry, he's not a very good artist. They won't be able to identify you.
Okay, the first thing he wants to do is, like, draw me naked.
No. Look, he met a sphinx a while back, and he's been all about that, too.
Oh, a sphinx.
Yeah.
That's exciting and exotic. Is she single?
I think she's interested in someone. So you're a YCD. Is that the right terminology? A young copper dragon?
I mean, I don't really do the whole lit speak. You can just call me a copper dragon.
Okay.
Yeah, and I guess I'm quite young.
So, a little bit of a potential hypothesis here, sir.
Please stop calling me sir.
Okay, I wasn't sure, you know.
Okay, like, no, that's weird. You're just talking to Vespuccio.
He's just Vespuccio.
But is that... That's not actually your real name, is it?
It's Vespuccio. You can just call me Vespuccio.
Hey, if that's the name he wants to go by, that's the name we'll call him.
Oh, I know. And I kind of look directly at, you know, him.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of closing out the others from the brain space for a second. Or is it, but does the names Ambrosius or Wenceslas mean anything to you?
Oh, I think I heard about them in some, like, kids' stories. Fuck. But no, my name's just Vespuccio.
No, Dylan, rewrite it.
We've had 40 minutes. No, I'm not rewriting things.
Rewrite it.
Go check out the backstage pass if you want to know what Ryan is getting at.
I'm so disappointed.
Hey, Mel, are we back?
Yes.
I didn't think I was back there for a second. I was talking to the wall. We got closed out.
Yeah, what was that about?
Another wrong hypothesis. It's fine. Anyway, so, like, did you... So, as a young copper dragon, how old actually are you? Like, how long have you been around?
Oh, I mean... And he starts, like, count up on his fingers. Maybe, like, 200 years.
Oh, this is cool as shit. 200 years. So you may have only heard people talk about Emeralia then.
The name kind of familiar, yeah.
She's the founder of town.
Oh, okay.
Was taken out by something bad.
Yeah, I think a lot of things got taken out.
Do you know by what?
I don't. I said to Bren here earlier, I was not part of the council was only for the ancient dragons.
The council? Do you know if the council still exists at all, or did the Hootsmen totally disband that?
Well, if I was the Hootsmen, I probably wouldn't want a council undermining my authority. So I don't know if it's still around or if they're in secret, or I haven't found them. I haven't been looking for them. I've just kind of been going around, telling my jokes, living a happy life.
Yeah. Man, I'm so sad. I really wanted, like, Jeff to actually be Ambrosia's brother.
Wenceslas.
Why did you leave your family?
Sorry, Vespuccio, I didn't tell them your business. I just filled them in.
Okay, I appreciate that. It's kind of a tough story, so I'm just going to give you the cliff notes, kind of all I'm feeling up for at the moment. But yeah, they were all killed.
All of them?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but I mean... But my parents, I think they were on the council. They had lots of council business. Yeah, and then...
Were they killed by the Hootsmen?
I don't know who did it. So what happened was I was there reading my books of jokes. And then
reading books.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's where I get all my jokes from. And, you know, I was just hanging out. Mom and Dad were just hanging, you know, doing their important business stuff. And then all of a sudden, the Dragon Guard come in and they're all like, Vespuccio, you gotta go. You gotta go, Vespuccio. And so I left.
Dragon Guard?
Yeah. They're like the royal guard of all of the dragons. And we're all in the palace.
Are they actually dragons too?
No, they're dragonborn.
Yeah, all right, cool.
I'm a big fan of a group of Dragonborn.
Yeah.
And I hold up my Dragon Force tabard and I'm like, these guys, Dragon Force, they're like the best band in the land. They're really cool. They've got like a paladin and there's a warrior and I can't remember the other ones, but like they're really cool. I saw them fight in Azumakia once.
Melody, is he fucking serious?
I've had this on my chest for weeks now.
I thought you were being ironic about it.
No, they're really cool and really good fighters.
You know they're dickheads, right?
Who isn't?
So that's what part of like Bren's normal clothes. So obviously that gets
transformed.
Hidden.
Transformed.
So you just hold. Yeah.
So Vespuccio hasn't seen this.
Vespuccio would have seen it when I dropped.
Yes.
The ring.
There's a lot going on at the time. So
yeah.
I think Vespuccio, so did you take the ring off again or do you...
I mean, in for a penny. Yeah. I haven't spoken to Christina yet. So yeah, I take it off again.
And Vespuccio looks at your band tea. Tea, in this case, obviously sounds like tabard.
Yeah.
And...
band tabards would be such good merch. Just go on. Just fucking make them up. Like,
yeah. Oh, hey. That's Vigil.
Is what?
He points at the, like, the leader, the paladin.
Oh, you know them?
Yeah, she was one of the guards.
Oh, Vespuccio, this is Dragon Force. They're a touring band in Lethuan.
I had heard the name, but I kind of just thought they were just, I don't know, kind of just sucking up to all the Azumakians. They love the dragons.
Maybe they're like friends of yours?
Well, I mean, I know her, but she might be a friend.
Vespuccio, maybe she knows what happened to your family.
Well, I mean, maybe. Like, she
Aren't
wasn't
you
particularly...
curious? Don't you want to...
Like, of course.
Well, like,
was she a dick back then?
Oh, I don't know. She was just like a soldier. She was a sergeant, so all sergeants are kind of dicks, from what I understand. They kind of have to be to keep people in line. But she wasn't particularly high up.
Well, like, hey, maybe they're going to be at the Battle of the Bands in Azumakia. You could, like, I don't know how you could ask her without, you know, blowing up your own spot. But,
I mean,
do you want us to try and find out?
If she was a part of the Royal Guard, then she had sworn oaths and should be, you know, should still have some sort of, like, loyalty. Shinjoka is pretty much a...
And you'd all know, like, Shinjoka is basically a ruined... Basically doesn't exist as a country anymore. It got shattered. Mm. And, like, each of the individual, like, villages and towns in it. And it was only quite a small nation, even in comparison. They were quite closeted. But it just, like, power vacuumed up. Gone.
Dimon came in swinging and they took it right in the chin joke.
That's a good joke, right?
Yeah. Well done, right?
And, I mean, they should probably have some loyalty left. So, I mean, maybe if you wanted to talk to them, get them out, see if they're still kind of okay. You kind of just said that she was a dick. Have you met them before?
Yeah. They tried to kick Fink.
What? No way. You've met Dragon Force?
Yeah. And we kicked the shit out of them in a battle of the bands, and then they were like, well, no, we won anyway.
Yeah, because they're the best.
No, they were pieces of shit. And they actually, Melody, you can back me up on this, they actually took a lot of the credit for what Khan and I did.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was partially down to Abba too, but they definitely didn't say anything contrary to it.
And their bard was singing stupid fucking lies.
We've established, that's just what bards do.
Hey.
This is not a bad thing.
It's the tone of voice, Bren.
I'm agreeing with you.
Bren, at the top of your screen, you see Sid approves.
Damn it. That's the wrong companion.
Oh, this is Dragonborn. So rare. I've seen like a couple of them around, but you know, some of them have just been maybe traveling for years, or not all of them lived in there, but... If they're...
Do you know the rest of them in the band? Do you recognize any of the other ones?
No.
Oh. What class was the leader one?
A paladin.
Was the paladin one.
Okay. Yeah.
A paladin of Lou as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose with that, if they were... Does the god Lou have any importance to you?
To me?
Family or anything?
A little bit. I mean... Lou's kind of weird.
Why?
Back when I was young, he kind of just started off. He was a god of, like, poets and artists and things like that. So I liked him a bit. And then he started becoming, you know, more warriors and things would praise him.
How could
a
god change what they're doing?
Yeah, that doesn't seem to be their jam. Aren't they just the god of XYZ and they stay the god of XYZ?
I don't know, but do people say the same? Are you the same person every time? You can change. And people, I don't know, people just started praying to him for different things. So if they won a victory of battle, they'd be like, oh, Lou, we did a great battle. Can you help us sing about it?
The beliefs of the follower can influence the orientation of the god?
I don't know, but I just know what people are now talk about Lou.
That doesn't seem right.
Can you, like, just steal a god by having greater numbers of your belief? Like, if I wanted to turn a god against their believers, could I get a big enough amount of people and pray harder?
I'm going to start praying to Lou every time I go to the bathroom.
Skip to the Lou.
Yeah.
With the Lou roll.
Yeah. Making the god of piss and shit.
Somewhere in the back of your head, a voice goes, I was already the god of piss and shit.
Honestly, I'm not the theological person. I just, something I kind of noticed after a while, people started praying to him for different things, and yeah, it was kind of, thought it was different.
How do dragons determine what they crave? Are you like born craving or something? Is it like Lady Gaga style?
Yeah, baby, I was born this way.
Is that another circus performer? I haven't met them yet.
Oh, they're another one of the great scribes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought it was like a mistress.
One of the great sages. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know Lady Gaga. Like, yeah, me and her go way back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She's nice.
I don't know enough Lady Gaga. So it's so fine.
You didn't do that in Vespucci's voice, and I was real confused for a second.
Did you ever court her? Was it a good romance?
No, it was a bad romance.
Oh,
yeah, okay. I know. Rah, rah.
That's it. That's the extent of my Lady Gaga knowledge. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
at least you got some time with your disco stick.
You can try to talk to, if there's clerics or something, you can talk to them. But I don't know. There's lots of gods. There's hundreds, thousands of gods. I don't know. Blue's just very popular.
What makes them a god?
That's easy, Sid. They live in the sky.
So do birds. Now, I don't want to hear that birds
and
are
dragons.
Real shit. You even have a hat about that.
For dragons, yeah. Yeah.
Or is it for gods?
Oh, well, I've never seen a god with it, but I
don't know why I got weirdly British.
I saw a bird.
What, is it gods?
Is it for gods?
I want British Sid. Do a spell. Do a spell.
Crikey.
That was very fun. Yeah. All right. But yeah, like, I mean, dragons are up in the sky.
Yeah, but not as high as gods.
What?
I'm only joshing with you. I know it's like a whole other fucking level of existence, probably, or whatever, you know? My question is, how much can gods influence?
Yeah, like, is it just a different realm? Is it like these portals that we've seen with, like, influence from other places?
You're asking me a lot of questions.
Like a power level thing. Can you
honestly
get to a certain power level?
This is just
going to
be about me.
Sorry, everything's about everyone.
Okay, I'll accept that.
I'm from town.
Okay.
Well, I've probably told you that over this time.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's why you kind of just sit and look at your books all the time.
I did a lot of research. You know, 200 years is a great amount of time. I was just very interested in the knowledge that you've collected over that time.
Yeah. There's elves older than me.
What is the best joke that you have collected in your time, Dylan?
So, Sid, I've been traveling all across Lethwan.
Yeah.
And some of that time I was down south in the Isles of Sulvia, where it gets all icy and it's all watery, and you know, I got a little sick.
Oh no.
And a little bit of a sniffle, a little bit of a Vespuccio sniffle.
Oh no.
And it got me thinking, and I was talking to the captain of the ship, and I said, "Captain, if I'm sick, I just take some tea and I feel better. But where do the boats go when they're sick?" And the captain said, "To the dock."
God fucking damn.
Vespuccio, man, I've been a pirate for a week now. And I really appreciate that.
So, copper dragon. So are you made of copper? Or is it just the coloring?
No, it's just the coloring. See, kind of like my skin at the moment.
So what? All dragons have different types of abilities and stuff, is what they say in the books.
Yeah.
So what type of abilities do you have?
I make people happy.
And you can change shape?
Yeah. We can all change shape.
Can you change shape into anything you want?
No.
You just have like a humanoid form and a dragon form.
Exactly.
But copper dragons do something.
Yeah, we make people laugh.
Yeah, this one tells good jokes.
Where me and my parents lived for miles around us. Sometimes you just see in like the stones and the trees, just a little face of my mom and dad. And then sometimes you just have a little bird and it'd be flying along and it would just stop flying and it would just laugh for a minute and then it would get it back up and keep flying again.
Sid, interpret what he just said.
Oh, there's no interpreting. That's literally what happened. Sometimes when a copper dragon is powerful enough and ancient enough, its happiness just exudes across the land and makes everyone happy. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, you're doing a good job, bud.
Thanks.
Can I do, like a history or something? Sure, yeah. Check.
What are you trying to check?
Is that actually what copper dragons do? What is their...
Before I ask you for a check, do you think it's reasonable that Sid would have studied dragons?
Oh, absolutely, because of the beast then studying...
It's exactly what they do.
Is it? They just exude happiness and...
Really? Yep. And you can check the monster manual.
I was trying to remember what it said about copper dragons.
That's their thing.
Probably why I've never fought one or gone up against one or anything like that.
This is it, because they're like in the book, they even say that they will just send people off on like fool's quests to keep them away for like, cause they just want like happy thoughts around them, basically.
Oh.
And then they'll play tricks on them. And the thing that they don't like is when people don't take their...
Don't laugh at their jokes?
Basically.
Uh-oh. I wish I had reacted better to that ship joke.
We did laugh at it, which is...
Yeah. But more from a, if it was like a refusal to like, it's not as if you don't find them funny.
Well, if you're like, what, no jokes.
That kind of thing, yeah. Or you don't welcome their humor, or you don't try to participate. And if they invite you to like tell a joke or something, which is why when Bren's first thing was to do a stand-up set, that's why he made a connection with you.
Oh, nice.
And he wouldn't have done it otherwise.
Cool.
Glad I did that bit then.
Yeah, this is just a lot to take in, you know? Like, you're part of one of the ancient races, you know?
Yeah, some people say that dragons were like one of the first things ever created.
Created? By who?
I don't know. Probably the gods. It's a long time
ago. We're going in circles.
I mean, maybe that's what defines a god. The ability to create.
Lou's only destroyed.
We don't know that, do we?
My trust. My friends.
I tell you, he created a good narrative.
You seem... You seem really, like, obsessed with Lou. What's all that about?
Yeah, I reiterate a season of episodes to, you know, this guy. Yeah, this is probably the first time Sid has really opened up very emotionally to Vespuccio.
Mm.
But because he's kind of overwhelmed with like the amount of knowledge and everything,
his defenses are naturally down, kind of.
Yeah, and he just very much kind of not dumps it, but you know, tells him the entire story.
Mm.
Yo, what's up with that David Bowie character? He seems underutilized.
Extremely.
I don't know. He gave you a magic shoestring that you now have on your bow. That seems pretty good.
Yeah. I also ended up in the end with all the fucking giant blessings anyway.
Yeah. But he is the giant on the shoulders you stand.
Yeah.
He sounds like a star, man.
So, yeah. You know, as you can see, Lou hasn't been a very trustworthy figure, especially with all this recent Hoots Force stuff.
I mean, yeah, I guess I can see that. I don't know if I trust most of the gods.
Oh yeah, got another tidbit of it since we're doing knowledge sharing here, which is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just want to know, I'm sure you may know this. I know you've done things around town and stuff like that. Like, huge, huge sign of respect in our culture that we're doing this knowledge share here.
Okay, that's great.
And you said that, you know, you've got a pretty negative opinion of the Hoots Force, right?
Yeah, I mean, they killed possibly my friends and family, and then lots of other of my, like, distant relatives.
Well, we've killed four of them and enslaved two.
Oh!
Just unprompted by my other teammates.
He's this is how he processes what happened. It's
okay.
It's not a malicious thing.
Think 8-1.
Hey,
Vespuccio.
The Hoots Force that went in ahead of the you guys in back in Windermere. Oh.
Well, one of them.
Hey, the other two I just trapped in another realm of a
BDSM dungeon.
Okay. And you don't think that that's going to come back and bite you at any point in the future?
I absolutely do, and I'm very concerned about the next place we go, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, but somebody was Lake Placid over there, so couldn't finish the job.
Hey, I invented a new word.
Oh, okay.
Plagiarism.
That's very good.
Thank you.
Sid laughs out of politeness to the situation.
Okay, well, if I knew the Hoots Force were the ones that killed my family, I would kill the Hoots Force too. So I'm sure you had a good reason.
Hell yeah, brother.
What's wrong with your voice today?
Processing a lot of trauma.
I think he's trying to be like you, the whole changing personality or
persona thing.
Yeah, I'm not good at the voice, though. It always just comes out as mine. Yeah. Dead giveaway.
Well, he can't do the whole face change, so maybe this is his way of trying to...
Yeah, between the two of us, we're one good actor.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, he kind of asked me a lot of questions. Is there anything more you want to ask? We kind of... It's getting kind of late.
Have you any more questions? Tomorrow
we can ask questions and stuff as well.
Yeah, we're going to be on the road for a while.
At some point, I want to see what you look like.
Okay, well...
But Sid, you can't just ask what people look like.
No, because I'd rather be forward about, like, you know... I don't want to, like, lie or I don't want to, like, you know, try and convince him to something without him knowing that what my thoughts are and stuff. And it's just because... You know, it's been ages and ages since an actual dragon has been, you know, documented, you know?
Okay, you know what? Let's just, we get this over and done with. Come on, let's go, Sid.
Yes!
Bran, can you do that darkness thing again?
Yeah, I think so.
Can I see you in there?
Yeah, I could.
Yeah.
I'm going to cast it in such a way that it kind of goes around us and not.
Yeah, you're kind of been using like a lesser power version of it for your stage show. So you're, that kind of just like obscures more than hard stops any.
It just looks like kind of a mist or a fog.
Yeah.
All right, will we go to the same place?
Yep, you go to the same place. Vespuccio turns into a copper dragon.
Fink has not been informed of any of this, despite being in there, because he can't go into the Circle of Trust. And when he told us it was the Circle of Trust, and then this, and Sid's been too excited to really explain things.
Yeah.
Fink panics at first and then just starts sniffing like crazy.
Yeah, I think like Fink kind of like just like looks at you with like a look of like I could smell it all along.
Oh, I would expect you to smell to change if it was like a more of a collie.
Smell dragons?
That is, I don't think you want to give
you
that.
You said that.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, no. Fink can react whatever you want.
Yeah, he's just sniffing him like crazy. Yeah. You know, getting, you know, like
I was so about to prove my WhatsApp theory. Like, so about to prove my WhatsApp theory.
Oh, we were about to go bonkers with that. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, it's been forever. Sid just spends forever, like, getting perfect sketch of, like, every single scale and everything.
Okay, I'm going to transform back. I feels weird to be in this form twice in the night and not stretch my wings. I'd rather not get used to it.
You can stretch them if you want. I mean, not fly, but if you want to stretch them out, I could sketch it like that, and that'd be so fucking crazy. How long is your wingspan?
Okay, kid, I'm...
Vespuccio, turn back, man.
Yeah, he turns back. Okay. You can use your imagination for whatever you draw, I think it'd be great.
Oh, I have a question for you.
Just don't put my name down.
Oh, yeah, of course not. Just, you know, apparently not YCD. See, in all of the manuals back home, they have them abbreviated. I thought that was maybe official.
I mean, if you want to abbreviate, but I don't know, you people in town kind of like to have your own things and your own little annotations.
Hey, if it's another layer of obfuscation, why not?
I think they're going to look at the picture and know it's a drag.
Yeah, it's pretty obviously a dragon. I look at Sid's drawing. Could be interpreted as a dragon.
Hey, I've been working on getting better at this. Oh, why can't I see you in the dream realm?
Oh, I mean, you can kind of see me, but maybe you're just not looking for a dragon. What do you mean?
You just look like a blur.
Okay.
Do you think?
Does that not weird you out that your dream self is a blur?
Do you think someone might
Do you have control of that? Did you purposely?
Should it be something different?
It should be your true self. Like Bren. He's always Bren.
Right now,
when he's
I'm
asleep.
Right now, I'm not my.
I mean,
sorry, what?
Nothing. Nothing. Never mind.
Right now, I'm not my true self.
I know. So that's why I thought I would see your true self in the dreamscape, but I don't.
Hey, Sid, do you think someone could be protecting Vespuccio? Like, it sounds like he's not doing that himself.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
Hey, Vespuccio, maybe someone out there has your back, bud. You know, if I was...
Maybe.
If the interests of... I realize we're outside. If the interests of what you are in my, you know, best interest... Sorry, I've lost my sentence trying to hide what you are.
We can just go back into the mind thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, brain space.
I'm burning so many of these.
if the interests of dragons were my interest, I would hide any dragons from people who could see into other people's bedrooms at night.
I don't know. You just maybe have to talk to a dreamer.
You got a dreamer right here and he can't see you. You're being shielded by someone.
Maybe. I don't know how the dream things work.
No, neither do I.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, I'll have a look around tonight. I mean, I won't. I don't know what... Never mind. I'm just looking for my dad. Bye, guys.
Okay. Hey, Jeff's not your dad, is he?
Fuck me. I hope not.
Okay.
I like Jeff too much.
Then you probably won't find him around. We're the only ones here. We're kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, never mind.
You know, before we left town, we really should have got someone to draw a picture of your dad.
No one knows.
Surely someone in town would know what he looked like.
Nobody can remember him.
That's everyone.
Well, it was left very vague.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
my mom purposely got the memories removed.
And like when we asked Stormzy about it, Stormzy couldn't really remember him at all either.
Oh, I misinterpreted the situation. Isn't that strange? Isn't that really strange that nobody can remember what he looks like?
Yeah, it's real fucked up. It's either because he's such a piece of shit everybody was like...
Can I see your book for a second?
Yeah, of course. What do you want to see?
I take a pen. I can draw a picture of your dad. I draw it and hand it back to you.
As soon as you start trying to draw in the book...
Sorry, I've got a real high dex. I've already just drawn a dick.
I've got a good dex, too. We're dexing off.
Okay, yeah, do a dex off.
I got 14. Oh, wait, no, is this a save or a...
It can be a sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand.
So what's mine, then?
Then I got
probably
an 8.
Hand as well. It's just
then I got an 18.
Oh, I rolled an 18. Yeah, okay. Don't draw in the fucking book!
Sorry. Jeez. Okay. Are we all done here? Are we done?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So more questions than answers there again, I think.
You gotta talk to Chrissy.
I don't know how to do that. I'm not who I was.
I'm getting out the 80s cent for this part.
Oh, yeah,
when
okay.
We do this.
Yeah.
Chrissy. Like,
yeah.
You go over and you're like, Chrissy, wake up.
No, the other one.
And just thinking, you know, you gotta...
Dream Kid, reply to my message, please. I want to use your song in this.
You've gotta go and like... show her who you really are.
Yeah.
It's 1985, and you're about to go tell the girl your dreams.
What is that number?
How you really feel.
We've been...
And show her
no girl
who you really are.
Okay.
You've put on your best leather jacket.
Okay.
And you're about to ring her doorbell.
Is this my dream or your dream, kid?
This is Sid amping you up.
Okay, right.
Behind the door, she's combing her cat hair and...
I'm dialing out of the brain space. Can I opt out? I text stop into the brain space. Okay. Yeah, I got to go talk to Christina. I'm going to go to her tent and be like, hey, Christina?
Finally, Brent. Does she call you Brent or Fred?
I think she'd call me Brent.
Okay. Does everyone call you Brent?
No. Okay. Just Vespuccio and Christina.
Okay. Yeah, finally, Brent. Come on.
Hey, real quick, I gotta talk to you about something, but can I do it through the tent flap for a minute?
Is this like what those kids in Valigar are doing with the sending stones? Like sending stones?
Yeah,
sexting?
It's kind of the same idea.
Okay, yeah, sure. I'm into it.
Okay, cool. Well, you know what? Here's hoping you're into this next bit, but like, I have a ring.
So do I.
I know, yeah. I'm well acquainted.
Under the headphones.
So, here's the thing, right? You know, I occasionally I change what I look like.
Like you do your hair different? Like it's like a different part? Like do you
like that,
raise your
kind
beard?
Of more intense. So like, you know, I don't know why, but I have this ring, and every time I take it off and put it on, it changes what I look like.
Okay,
and
so
I
maybe
mean,
you
like,
take it off and don't. Then it's you're gonna. Is it when you take it off or when you put it on and change what you look like?
When I put it on.
Okay, so why don't you just not put it on?
It's painful for me.
Okay, this isn't as like kinky as I thought it was gonna be.
I can be a different person every night.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Anyway,
I want to die.
If you're gonna look for it, we need like some sort of like code word or something that's like gonna. I don't want to end up like sleeping just like some randomer again.
No, you're right. What if every time I approach the tent, I say, "Chrissy, wake up."
Yeah.
No, okay. That's something anyone might say.
Well, not really many people know my name, I guess.
Yeah, but I don't want to say that loud and blow up your spot either. How about... No, we can say that later. I don't know. You've got any suggestions?
No, this is not all your idea.
Yeah, you're right. What about when I approach the door, to let you know it's me and I've activated the ring, I will just say the word ring ring twice. You know, and that can be how we announce ourselves at doors, you and me. Ring ring. No one else will get it.
Okay, yeah, I can kind of dig that.
Okay, ring ring.
Yeah, come in.
I will, and I go through the door. Oh, no! All right, let's fade to black.
Friend, when you get too excited, count to 11. Look at the floor and look up to heaven.
I say, very quickly, I say, before we do this, would you just do me a favor and write, fuck off, sit on my back?
Sure.
Thanks.
She does so with her nails.
Oh, okay. I'm tagging out of the narrative. Like, I'll see you guys in the morning. I'm going to play it was someone else for the rest of the game.
It's the next morning.
Thank God.
We won't have any mention of what Sid was creeping on.
Oh, he's still just trying to find his dad.
Yeah.
He does take a look. Is Vespuccio still cloud form? Or can he see him now?
He can't see him now. You give me another wisdom check.
18.
Yeah, you're not sure. Like this wasn't something that like your mom had gone into detail with you on, you know, how to identify dragons.
Yeah.
You know, like, why would she?
Yeah.
So kind of like your best guess or your best like insight towards it is that like while you can see Bren as his true form, it is an external force on Bren masking his form. This is like an internal ability that Vespuccio has. You might guess it's something to do with that, but you're also, it could be something else that's shielding it.
Fair enough.
But you're not entirely sure. Yeah, it's just kind of like hazy. It's like neither form. Yeah, it could be any form there.
Fair enough, yeah.
I'm going to go over to Sid and be like, hey, did you go looking for your dad again last night?
Yeah, I did.
Can you go anywhere in the dream?
No, I'm not. That's the problem. I've got the circlet of the dreamer, but I don't know what he looks like. So it's really hard for me to... I've never met him, so I can't really locate him very well. Like, I can locate people we know.
Okay, so here's my question. And sorry, this is more about me than you. You can see me as my true self in the dream?
Yeah.
But, like, what if the Hootsforce were looking for me? I feel like I'm pretty exposed there, then.
Yeah, like... I mean, there was one whose force we know of at least that studied with the Dreamers a lot.
I mean, that means they have the knowledge. Like, what if
when I killed her. Or we did. Him.
Yeah, but...
Him. Like, Fink ate him.
Okay, that's cool, and I'm glad Fink ate well, but what's the... Like, what's the likelihood they shared what they knew? You know? Or like, what if when we get to Azumakia, they just have Dreamers watching all the streets looking for people?
What if one of them
stumbles across me in the dream and sees me? What do I do?
On.
How do I defend against something I'm not even present for?
Hold on. First off, you said they've been looking for you for a long time and they haven't found you, right?
Yeah, but that's because I've been far away. Now I'm going back to where they were looking for me.
Also, the secret of the Dreamers is kept pretty tight.
Yeah, like, but not tight enough, Sid. One of them knew it.
Well,
and they're not going to keep it tight from the other Hootsforce.
But being able to train other people in it, see, like, it also comes down to bloodline a bit.
Yeah, but Sid,
and also
a lot
this
of
is
them.
With a circlet of the Dreamer.
Okay, if you say it's safe, then
I mean, I don't
trust
know if
you.
It's safe, but I also don't know enough now. But I do know that in all the time that you've traveled, you haven't had people coming after you.
Yeah, but those people weren't. They didn't know where I was, you know? And now, like, you know, if the Hootsforce can do this and they're looking for someone in Azumakia, they'll find me when I'm dreaming.
You know what? Here's one important thing. As I've said to you a lot of time, who you are, down to everything you know, what makes you who you are, is what is reflected in the dream world. Which is why, maybe start paying attention to my stealth lessons that I've been giving you.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Okay.
And I'm going to be trying to learn more. I mean, I'm doing this like every night, you know?
Okay, yeah, well, look, if you can work something out.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try and learn what I can, because I get it, man. Like, it's not like when I'm in there that I see a lot of other people around or anything like that. Like, when I was in town, yeah, like, you know.
Yeah, but you were in
my
town.
My mom and the other dreamers, you know, like, we're...
And you also know that it's a weird reflection, so it's like...
It's not like it's physical space.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to... The locations don't map exactly one-to-one.
Yeah, like, you know, the problem is that, yeah, like, I mean, that was how it worked, but especially back in the days, like, the dreamers would get the knowledge from other towns, you know, from other cities and things, from other countries, by basically traveling to get their dreams, but it was best to be there around it physically, but it's not the same.
Okay.
It's upside down. Just kidding. We're not, no.
Sid, I'm upside down like most of the time, dude. Okay, look.
But like, nobody's sure. Come after you yet. So I don't really see a lot to say that, like, the Hoots Force loves specializing in specific things. Like, everyone that we've ever come across, the ranger is, like, so typical ranger. Your cleric is, like, so typical cleric. You know, just, like, to a T on these things.
Yeah.
And, like, but because they love specializing so much, it's not like one is going to share a lot of that extra information other places, you know?
Yeah, cool. But, like, Sid, you know, yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah, I'm overthinking it. It's fine.
I mean, I'm going to keep a lookout for you, dude. I'm going to keep learning. But
yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I'm just saying, based on what we know so far, you know?
Yeah. We don't know everything.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Cool.
I'm not trying to dismiss you.
No, well, I know you're not. It's fine. No, don't look. Passing thought. Don't worry about it for a second.
It might also have to do with the fact that I already know who you are.
Yeah, maybe. It's not like I'm doing a lot of sleeping anyway, but walks away.
Sid instantly starts worrying to himself about the fact that his mom, my mom, knew exactly who he was.
Yep.
The second that he was in her house.
Yep.
So Sid put on a pretty brave face there and immediately is off to Melody.
Hey, yeah, what's up? We're kind of getting ready to...
Yeah, hey.
We're going to hit this next town soon. What's up?
Remember when we were in my mom's house?
Yeah.
And my mom immediately knew that Bryn was lying about who he was.
Yeah.
Bryn's kind of worried, and I've, like, put it off to the fact that, like, nobody's come for him yet or anything like that. But as we get closer into what seem to be these ley lines, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not very good in the dreamscape yet, you know?
Okay.
But
I'm sure you'll get better.
When I'm there, Bryn is Bryn.
Hmm.
And my mom knew exactly who he was.
Yeah, that's an issue.
Yeah. And I don't know what to do about that yet.
Hmm. I mean, so what can we do? We just... If they come knocking, we get clocking.
Yeah.
T-shirt design.
Yeah, I mean... Maybe I can put the can other you, think, like...
Can you... Like,
it's just the fact that my mom...
Can you scout around? Okay, but your mom's, like, also, like, right in front of him, you know?
But that's what I mean.
And this was like a weird guy.
Somebody said my mom's ability can just... I know she's one of the top, but like still.
Can you like just keep scouting to see if there's anyone else in the dreamscape when each night maybe?
I don't really know how to. I can try.
I mean, maybe try. Maybe that's the best thing we can do.
Yeah.
And then at least we have some forewarning. If they know, well, then we can be prepared.
I'm also kind of afraid to go looking in the void, you know?
Yeah, I heard if you look too long, it looks back.
That's what they say, but I don't even know what that means. But, like, my mom has always told me to be really careful into any time I go in there to have a purpose.
Mm. Well, is protecting your friends not purpose? Looking for other people?
No, but, like, something to be looking for.
Mm. Sid, I'm in over my head here.
Me too! I just wanted to summon rats and shit, man!
Okay, well, hopefully you can
just
still
a lot
do that.
Of rats.
So many rats.
You guys continue having this conversation as you're packing up and breaking camp, heading for the next town. Fairly unremarkable town, nothing too fancy about it. you guys get a, and this has happened a couple of times now, you go to a town and they'll come around, be like, you know, hear that there's like a band with them, and they'll, you know, with the circus, and will ask you, as said, you know, to go do like minor stuff.
Yeah.
On this one, like some farmer comes up, he's like, oh, those wasps were the size of me, Ed. They were. Can you go take out them wasps?
I'm sorry. That is the first mission in Fable 1. Down to the voice.
Yeah.
Just real, like, fucking basic shit. Like, oh, these wasps got a little big, you know? Fucking.
Right, let's go fucking show them what a real sting is. Oh, okay.
And so you clear out these wasps. Like, literally no bother. Like, they're CR... a quarter, like, kind of things to deal with.
How they're weird just, is it to find giant wasps?
Not that weird.
Yeah.
You know, these were kind of like...
So I don't even sketch them.
No, yeah. These are probably one of, like, the first things that, like, you would have, like, studied and heard about, you know. But as you're dispatching these wasps, give me a perception check.
Think too?
Yes, but it's not a smell check for Fink.
12.
22 for Sid. Very poor for Fink.
22, Sid. Even though it's like easy prey, you're still always focused on the game. Yeah. And focused. You're scanning around the area, make sure you've gotten them all. You see a shadow on the ground. And you look up, and Sid, you see a very familiar set of wings.
Motherfucker!
They're just wasps, Sid.
No, this piece of shit has come back. Do you want another fucking round, bitch?
You talking to me?
You look up, it's far away, Bren.
I'm like yelling this, and I'm
immediately... You see that the shadow of these wings kind of circles for a little bit and just flies off a little bit.
How high up?
Oh, like...
quarter of a mile.
Yeah, like hundreds of feet. Like,
yeah. So Fink's not going to be able to thunder dash.
Oh, no. Like, he's like literally as high as a bird in the sky would be.
Yeah, I was going to have Fink go electric and go...
A proper Pikachu anime style.
Yeah. And then later on that evening, you guys are doing your performance. Mm. Has anything changed about your performance?
I'm a different person.
Yeah.
I don't have Fink at the end of it break out of elemental form. Because I'm on edge.
Hey, bud, you missed your cue. Fink, you've missed your cue.
He's staying, because he's still scary, you know?
Yeah. As all, like, the crowd are kind of going wild. They're not quite as, like, wild as you'd expect. There wasn't, like, a big finale. And then from the crowd, like, you know, after the crowd has settled down, there's just one person slow clapping.
Oh, fan. Nice.
As they walk in, like, up towards the stage, and they go, well, if it ain't shithead Sid, the shithead kid.
I punch him. I hit him.
The pacifist.
I'm not killing him, but like,
roll an attack.
You're passing a fist.
I'm gonna reroll that. I'm gonna burn another luck point. There we go. 19 to hit.
You see, you rush up.
Don't talk shit about my friend.
You see, he like quick as a flash. These arcane runes appear, and like a shield spell activates. You just smack into it, and he goes, well, what do you look like at the moment?
Oh, give me a moment. I think I'm a wood elf at the moment.
Yeah, I think that's what you said.
Yeah, I'm a wood elf.
Okay, why don't you go back to your trees, all right? This is nothing to do with you. So, you guys think that's a performance? And he's, like, looking at all the crowd, like...
I haven't seen him since Storm's Reach.
Yeah.
It's not Storm... Yeah, Storm's Reach.
Yeah.
Storm's Reach. And I have my big cloak on, you know?
Yeah.
He hasn't seen me since I got the belt.
No, he hasn't.
So I drop my cloak.
Fucking WWE style entrance.
With the belt and all.
Yeah.
Winner of the last Poke Battle too. And I'm just fucking ripped. Hey, what? Why are you here?
Sid, who is this guy?
I was like, someone's been taking steroids. Look at you.
More like actually putting a bit of work into his life.
That's funny because you didn't. What?
Who? I have been working out like every day, but yeah.
Who is this guy, Sid?
This used to be somebody that I trusted.
I'll tell you who I am. And he like
is
animates.
Is this the little bitch you've been talking about?
Like pushes his glasses up. He's like, I have you know, I am the world's leading expert on all things arcane monster related. Looks at you, Sid. He says, and I challenge you to a rematch.
Brent, what he means, and I love to say this, is that he's Herman's grandson, who Herman decided he needed a new pupil because he was so worthless.
Oh, that's fucking it. Thunderslash, get down here now! And like you hear like a car, Thunderslash goes down, swoops towards you.
Thunderslash, that's so try hard.
Just for Fink, right?
Tell you what, you could all roll initiative. It's quite clear that he is... Thunderslash is coming down to attack Fink. But if you guys have things you want to do in your initiative steps, you're more than welcome to do so.
Cool.
And as he does that, he's looking at the crowd. He's like, get ready for like a real show. And you see Vespuccio in the corner being like, rubbing his hands, being like, whoa, aha. Just like living for the drama of it all.
And Fink is still going to be in his lightning form.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I think
I'll give Fink advantage on initiative then, because he's in his like speedy form.
Okay. I think from everything that Sid has told me, like I realized this, I'm gonna go over and sit next to Christina and just watch this.
Yeah,
like proper high school energy, like just, you know, watching the football match, just sitting on the bleachers.
Yeah, yeah. With your cheerleader girlfriend.
20 for Fink, 21 for Sid.
Oh.
We were ready for this. We've been waiting all day. Oh, shit.
You see that previously, Thunderslash was more like nimble and like kind of like falcon-esque, you know? You see that he's significantly bigger now and his wings are more kind of like leathery.
He's like a vulture.
Kind of like a vulture.
Like your bird's decrepit.
No, he's just evolved. I've made him into a much better of a fighting beast. If I'm, you know, last time Sid cheated.
You're still talking. Aren't you meant to be doing a thing?
No, that's Thunderslash's turn. I'm taking my action to fucking talk shit, okay?
Yeah, well, do better at it.
No.
My talking shit is explaining stuff.
Thunderslash attack!
Who goes first?
You do. He rolled a 19.
Okay.
But,
woo! Yeah. So it's Sid's 21.
Yeah.
I'm taking the attack action to get Axel in a headlock and give him a fucking noogie.
Sure, give me an athletics check.
But it's important that it's the attack action.
Okay.
You want to apply some effect to him?
Well, it's because I need to take the attack action to get my coordinated attack.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, nice. He rolled very low, so...
Well, so did I, but I have a plus 5. So it's 8.
Okay. Hey Mel, you got a 6, so you're lucky. Yeah. You rolled a 5 and he has a plus 1. He's not that strong.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Yeah.
Hey, Mel, can you back him up with some inspiration?
He needs this by himself first, I think.
No.
So, oh, yeah. Plus 1 to all my hits and damage. Nat 20.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sometimes the dice just know what they want. Yeah. Okay. Fink rushes up fucking fast lightning before Thunderslash has even gotten like down on the soup. Like Fink meets him in the air, just like fucking fueled by like air and lightning, just like launches up 20 feet into the air and like tackles him out of the air essentially.
Yes, fucking go, Fink. Hey, Axel, you tit, why are you bringing in a flying type against an electric type?
So that's 10, but then doubled to 20.
Yeah, nice.
And he needs to, I don't know what to say. Is it a save to be dazed?
Yeah, I passed it. I just rolled it there. I got it like a 16 on the die.
So yeah, that's 20 points of damage.
Nice.
He just leaps into the air at him and just fucking punches him with his little rat hand. And then it's Fink's turn.
Yeah, so he Fink's still in the air.
Yeah.
Sorry, Axel, who was it that was the foremost expert on magical monster battling?
Hey, shut the fuck up! What are you doing? Get some fucking way! Yeah. You're interfering here, Sid! Get off me!
So that's 19 to hit.
He hits.
12 points of damage with that one.
Yeah.
And then roll to be dazed again.
Oh, yeah. That's a fail. So his next hit will be... So not only will your next hit be a crit on him, his next attack is at disadvantage.
Nice.
Because he's dazed.
Fucking sick.
Yes, he comes down fast as lightning.
Yeah.
He's been watching Bren fight.
I look so back and
he doesn't bite him or anything. He just goes whap, whap with a 1-2 punch.
Nice.
Yes! The hot boy combo!
Not even like back legs or anything.
Yeah. It's just rat punching him.
You see at this point, Axel kind of like shoves you off and goes like, Thundersnatch, they're cheating again. And he like looks at you, he's like, you're not the only one's got a few tricks in their book. Cast some sort of spell, and you see that Thunderslash lives up to his name. And look, I'm not going to sugarcoat it here. He turns into Zapdos.
I figured that was going to be the route we were going anyway.
Yeah, had to be done. He becomes a lightning bird.
Yeah, and he's dazed, right?
Yeah, but he will try to
is this just that we've realized Pal World can get away with it, so we're completely dropping all pretense now?
Basically, that is 18 to hit.
That hits. Just barely.
And then you also need to make a constitution saving throw.
Was that a disadvantage?
Yes, it was.
Oh, still an 18?
Yeah.
Disadvantage, okay. Constitution saving throw. Oh, what the fuck? It's another nat 20.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Yes. It's just passion. It's just fucking passion.
I've never believed Yu-Gi-Oh! More than when I get into these Pokemon battles with Axel.
You see, Thunderslash tries to use his Thunderslash ability now. Fink takes 7 points of damage, but is like is able to kind of shrug off the daze effect as well. And Axel is like, you can do it, Thunderslash. Fuck this rat up. He's a fuck. But it is back to your turn.
So Sid's going to be like, hey, what would my mom say about using bad words in our house? And I'm going to slap him across the face.
Yeah, okay. You think, yeah. Deal some damage.
Oh, I don't have to roll on it.
No, it's fine.
I'll roll a d4.
Yeah.
Three points.
It's more the emotional damage.
Yeah, I don't care to hurt him.
Yeah.
Like, so three is even too much.
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah.
Brent sees this and is like, hey, remind me to teach Sid how to punch.
No, I want to do it like real.
Oh, like a real.
Like embarrassing
type. Yeah. You see that like, Fink and Thunderslash are having this like epic battle like in the sky. Fink is like darting around him in his like lightning form as like Thunderslash is like crackling and stuff, and on the ground Sid and Axel are just like slapping each other, like just like play fighting, be like, no, my pet's cooler than yours.
I'm okay with this. I'm also okay with the fact that even though the slap that Sid gave was supposed to be embarrassing and that Axel was embarrassed by it, that anyone watching looks like Sid just didn't know how to punch. I'm okay with that on TSU. Just as long as Axel is embarrassed by it.
Yeah, Axel's like, because he also saw that you didn't put a whole lot of effort into it, so didn't really try to stop it, but you're so strong that it actually just stung.
I love it when nerds fight.
Coordinated
attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've said they've kind of gone up in the air.
Yeah.
Everything. So I was thinking about having him go fire, but I don't want to do that if he's gone up in the sky. So we'll keep going. That's 22 to hit.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, nice. That's 13 points of damage there. And I suppose... But it's a crit because he was dazed.
Yeah, nice. So okay, 26 points. Nice. Jesus Christ.
And I guess he has to roll to be dazed again?
Yeah, he's still in.
You can just stunlock him?
Whoa.
That's a pass.
Oh, all right.
You see, in this kind of like bulkier form, and Thunderslash is like more like kind of just like buffer and bulkier and more easier to shrug things off. And Dylan rolled more than a tree. So, yeah, okay. And then a Sphinx turn.
Sphinx turn again.
Yeah.
This time he's doing a 1-2 with his legs. Pop, pop.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. You ever see anything like this?
Does a 17 hit?
Last time they fought, a 17 just hits, yes.
Oh, we've got the same AC. It's almost like they're both companions. Oh, that is max!
Fuck. Yeah, okay, how much?
15 points of damage. And I guess he has to roll to be dazed again.
Yeah. That's gonna fail.
You did this to yourself, Dylan.
I know. Let's try it.
Think the past two battles. Just
absolutely fucking
shredding. At some point
shredding.
When it really matters, he is going to just fail on everything.
You see Fink like lashes into him with
the second kick.
With the second kick. And Axel now a little bit like more freed. He's taking a bit of like the slap is kind of like snapping to his senses a little bit. He's not in a headlock anymore. He casts some spell. He makes some sort of gesture, and Thunderslash doesn't seem to have been affected too much by that, as if he's absorbed some of the energy.
Okay.
And you see him go, okay, Thunderslash, go punish this guy. Go fire form. Becomes a Moltres.
You can change too.
Yeah, for sure. Well, at least we can metagame what the next form is going to be.
Bring for a bit of a spin. Grabs him and makes like a fire tornado in the sky. Give me a dex saving throw.
Okay.
Low key, Melody, I want to learn that fire tornado.
Well, I mean, you've got the fire. You can spin good.
Yeah, like it.
17.
A 17 passes.
I'm glad I'm finally getting a fucking beep at you fight.
You take 9 points of damage. That's halved.
That is halved.
Yeah. As he basically just like swings around and burns Fink slightly. But he's still in the air.
Hey.
But this tornado has like brought him up higher and higher. And then Axel just says, now let's see if he's as good as a bird. Drop him. And at this point, they are 60 feet up, and Fink just is let go by Thunderslash.
Okay, sit, bud, use your vines. Grab him.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Oh, that's a great idea. Holy shit, that's cool.
Gotta think like a monk, bud.
Yeah, he's going into Venusaur form.
Yeah, nice.
It's my turn.
It's your turn now, yeah, so you can command him to change.
So I'm using that to change.
Yeah.
Change him. And I guess so that way he can use his reaction. Well, he'll get his action anyway.
Yeah.
Because I was going to do something different. Maybe I'll do it next turn.
Yeah, focus on not dying.
Yeah, I'll do that. So I'll have him change. And then I'm like, oh, so we're doing cheap tricks, huh? And I'm just fucking punch him. Right in the fucking face.
Dude, what the fuck?
No fucking...
What the fuck? You fucking broke my nose. What the fuck?
So like, is that magic shield just a one-off thing? Or...
I can use my rest to cast absorb elements.
Loser. And yeah, you know, in the vine form then, and he's going to...
Yeah, whip to grab on.
Yeah.
To constrain him.
Hey, there we go. That's a 23.
So. Yeah, it hits.
Ooh, and he restrains. That's 12 points of damage.
Fink takes 5 points of damage.
Oh, from the fire. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I want you to get something here.
Okay.
He was restraining him.
Yeah.
And he is a bird.
Yeah.
And he is in the air.
Yeah.
And so basically what I'm going to do, because now it's Fink's turn.
Yeah.
It's basically swing him under me, because if his wings are restrained.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to seismic toss him.
Yeah.
Yeah, love it.
Then use the momentum basically to break his own fall as he's getting slam
sure.
him into the ground.
I love it.
Come on.
Yes, roll an attack.
Yeah. That's 19. Yeah.
Hits. Yeah.
9 points of damage. So the plan is to use this and swing him underneath.
Yeah, so you guys are, as I said, like 60 feet in the air. You've gotten down to like, we'll say like you've fallen about half of that in this like round. So now he'll kinda, if he doesn't escape, now in this turn, he'll be the one taking the following damage instead of.
But the swing at least has slowed. You know, he's not at max fall speed anymore. Not at terminal velocity.
Yeah. We'll see what way.
That's not how science works.
Yeah.
No, basically, he swung him down, but then if it breaks free, even, you know, it would.
No, I'm on your side.
I know. That's not how. None of this is how science works.
You see that Axel just turns and I was like, fuck, grass? Are you serious? You're using grass type against a fire type? Are you a fucking noob?
Hey, I think that, you know, the rest of my party would say that the way to peace is through grass. That's what they're always telling me.
Is that something I say?
Just fucking...
It's definitely what Melody says.
Just fucking burn him, Thunderslash. And Thunderslash will attempt to basically just flare on and break free. And we'll just call this a normal attack. Which he lets this disadvantage on because he's constrained.
Yeah.
Okay. That is 30-20 to hit.
Yeah.
Fink takes 10 points of fire damage, and then he will use the latent absorb elements that is cast through him to unleash more damage.
Okay.
Into it. It's another 7.
Okie dokie.
And with that, he like breaks free. I think 15 is the amount the amount I have to break free. I don't know if I actually sent you those.
You didn't send me that part of it.
No, sorry. A creature must deal 10 points of slashing or fire damage to break free. Yeah. So he breaks free in his first one, then like pecks in with his like essentially his second attack. And Fink is, they're both kind of like free falling beside each other, but that's like all he can do. And then it's back up to you.
Okay.
Yeah. I basically with Axel there and he's holding his like nose that he's been punched and everything. And I fake out like I'm gonna poke him in the eyes while he's got his hand, there in front of his nose. And I fake out and then I just wink at him and I snap my fingers and the other Fink appears.
Oh, nice. The ghost one.
Mm-hmm. Pull him out of the dream realm.
Yeah.
And then it will be that one's turn to attack.
Yeah. Okay. And who's he attacking?
He's gonna, because they're free falling, right?
Yeah, yeah. And they're coming like very close to the ground. All the crowd are like,
Can I just do something real quick?
You can kind of jump in whenever you want. You've kind of been.
Oh yeah. Okay. I'm gonna run real fucking quick over to Giselle,
the lion,
or Genevieve.
Sorry. Genevieve. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey. Jenny, real quick, can you cast Speak with Animals and just trash talk the shit out of that bird to distract him real quick?
Sure, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, nice. Do it.
You just hear a lot of random like squawks and like bird cries coming from Genevieve.
Sick.
Yeah, the spectral one is going to basically jump off of my shoulders. It comes running out of the dream realm.
Exactly,
you
know? Like how Pikachu jumps off.
Like the opening one.
Yeah.
Glad you're picking up what I'm putting down here.
It's kind of hard not to.
It's a slash at it. 19.
Yeah, it's...
And it's 8 points of psychic damage.
This rat just lashes into it, brings him right into the ground. It's Fink's turn.
With my bonus action.
Yeah.
I go, Fink, go rock.
Okay, yeah. I think... smashes the ground, takes half damage because he's in rock form. Beside him is Thunderslash, looking incredibly hurt and injured.
And I'm able to use his, because he didn't use his reaction to attack.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's going to use that reaction to impose disadvantage on Thunderslash. First thing he's going to do is spit a bunch of gravel in his face. And then he's just going to attack him.
Yeah, nice.
The old pocket sand.
Yeah. 17.
Hits.
Yeah. And it's just 1d4. But I still get to add my other things to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
9 points of damage.
Describe how Fink wins this Animon battle.
God. Animon.
So he sprays the gravel in his face.
Yeah.
You know? And then in animal speak, he's going to say... Remember that move back on Route 2 or whatever the route was that you told me was pointless? Remember that move you told me on Route 2 that you said was pointless? Well, how about this? And I tail whip him in the face.
Yeah, perfect. You see, Axel's like, what? No fair. You brought us a second rat out. That's not... What?
That's Fink.
No, that's Fink.
No, that is also Fink. That's Fink's Truso.
Fucking bullshit. You're bullshit.
Oh, come on now. You try and take another animal up into the air?
Yeah, the flying type is a natural advantage of them.
You also come to me on the day of my performance in front of my family. And you bring this violence into our family and our home.
Christine, besides, she's like... Oh, he called his family.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
I just, like, you started it. I don't know what you're even talking about.
I immediately do the psychic whispers with Axel.
Okay.
And I go, why are you here? What are you doing?
I was just flying back to town. What the fuck are you doing in my head? Since when are you a fucking dreamer?
Since always, apparently. I guess that's how that works.
Yeah, fucking loser.
Listen, you ran off like a little baby when we needed you at Stone's Reach.
Yes,
I will never forgive you for that. So you had better start talking about what you're doing and what you've been up to and if you have any involvement with the Hoots Force and what's going on. Or you see this? You see what happened to your bird? Everyone here will do that to you if you don't speak now.
okay, fucking give us like, look, everyone's clapping. They thought this was all part of a show. Can we just like do like a bow and we go somewhere else? And we
exactly.
Talk?
That's why we're in here.
So what, we're just gonna stand here and.
No, we're bowing.
Okay.
You better bow with me. You better smile.
Yeah,
smile
fine.
Pretty.
Yeah, fine.
Brent flips him off.
Yeah, so we bow. And
yeah.
Then
all the crowd just think this is all just add on to the performance.
And I
like,
put my arm around him.
Mm-hmm.
But as I put my arm around him, I pull his ear like a mom does and lead him off the stage.
Yeah, you guys go off that, you know, the next act goes on.
Oh, Christina, that's you. Get the fuck on stage.
Oh, my God. And the side like goes, this, like flips into the
I would arena. Have included Bryn in the psychic whispers. You know?
Oh, I'm in here?
Yeah. Okay. You're always in here.
Yeah, cool.
I don't even know how to not include you.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I'm in your brain.
Who the fuck are you?
Your mother's
another
lover.
Shithead?
Is that your attempt?
Mm.
Yeah, that's what your bird is saying. Look, it's bleeding out on the ground.
Fine. He's not real anyway. He like clicks his fingers and... What?
Oh, cool. All your friends are imaginary too.
What?
Where the fuck is the real Thunderslash?
What do you mean? He's my familiar.
You've always just had a familiar? What about... We caught him together in the woods. Did you just lie? Did you just lie to impress Herman?
No, I wouldn't do that. That was definitely Thunderslash I caught.
Sounds like
then
you're
what's
lying,
happened
but...
to actual Thunderslash?
He's just somewhere else.
You lied about all of your ranger training?
I was not good at the ranger training. You know this. That's why you're Herman's favorite.
What the fuck,
why you're
man?
No shit.
You just summoned a bird and pretended?
That's fucking fooled you. You're an idiot. You're supposed to, you like knows all the birds.
I was new. I was a child that this old man brought into the woods to catch a rat.
You got a weird backstory, Sid.
I was alone with my mother and he just showed up one day and said, now you're nine. Now we're sending you into the world.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, it's a familiar. So, like, you're the one who's fucking cheating. You're not even using real magic to, like, make think, dude. You just gotta fucking... these times I'm using, like, real spells and real magic and stuff.
What do you say real and then you say spells?
Newsflash for you fucking idiot. Magic's real.
Hey, language.
I mean, it seems like this stuff is more real because think doesn't just disappear. Meanwhile, the dream think... just fades out of existence.
So you're doing it too. That's just, he's essentially a familiar. What, like?
Not really, it's different. This isn't the point. What the fuck, man? What's wrong with you? What have you been doing? Why did you run off of Stone's Reach and let a bunch of innocent people die?
I don't know, there's fucking innocent people there. There's a big giant trying to kill me, so I ran the fuck away.
Well, you were teamed up with bad people.
I wasn't fucking teamed up, but shit, they took over my mind. It was real fucking shitty of them.
Well, what were you doing in the first place to even get your brain controlled?
I was just off fucking doing my thesis.
You probably haven't heard this part yet. You turned an entire village of people into fish monsters.
I wasn't fucking, that was their fault. Wait, we've been through this. This was like episode 17 shit.
Barely. We were trying to talk and then you wanted to fight. Same as every time you show up.
It's just what I do!
Well, there's no cutscene here for you to walk away.
Yeah, fine. Stop fucking taking steroids as well. When did you get so fucking strong, you little shithead?
It's not steroids! It's a belt of a dead friend!
No, he's been training with me, Bren.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm your worst fucking nightmare.
Okay, not really. Not accurate. You don't know what I dream about.
I know what you're going to
do. Don't you
about.
Fucking look at my dreams either, you prick. Yeah, fuck, I'm on my way back to town. I was flying along. I saw you guys fighting some fucking wasp being all shitty, and I saw your rat, and I thought, well, you know what? My powers with Thunder Slash has gotten more stronger. I'm going to take him on.
It's been ages since you've been back in town. You haven't been there for any check-ins. You haven't sent, like, hardly any of your reports.
My reports aren't good to you. What? You're not my fucking mom.
Like, do you even know what's happened with me in town?
No, why would I? I haven't been there.
I mean, I don't know why you're not trying to be helpful and be part of the bigger picture when literally I've met with the elders.
You met with the elders?
Yeah, my thesis.
Why? So they could tell you to fucking take a shower because you smell so much?
No, I was given, you know, the...
Hey, they gave him a job, bud.
Yeah, the special permissions slip.
okay, cool. Can I see it?
I still have all the scraps from it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have let him.
Yeah, yeah.
And how much did she tear
it? Wow. Really looks like you really respect Ted with this, huh?
It's more fucking Hoots Force.
Oh, always you with the Hoots Force. Just fucking stay out of their way.
Oh, and just let the world burn?
Who cares?
There's so much more going on.
Okay.
Literally, do you even care about any of the tenants of town?
Yeah, I want to protect knowledge. I want to conserve it. I want to preserve it. Like, I want to get strong enough so I deserve it. Like, what?
God. But then, do you not even care about it being withheld from other people?
I mean, hey, look, fucking word on the street is like, you don't even need town anymore. Like, fucking, who's forcing you all the knowledge they want? Like, oh, anything you want.
I'll punch him again as soon as he says what you don't need.
Fuck, dude!
Shut the fuck up! What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, Sid, or Bryn and Melody probably see, like, this anger issue that has not been able to get under control recently, like, really coming up.
Melody, like, cast whole person on the boat of you. Like,
I tickle Axel when he's got a whole person on him.
He's paralyzed, so can't laugh, but you hear in the brain space, like, fucking stop, dude. You're touching like a kid. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Oh,
You're a fucking kid toucher? Is that what you are? Is that your name? Brain kid toucher, you little shit?
Is that what you want to call me? Because that's weird, dude. you want to find a kid toucher?
No,
are you a kid?
You're the one.
You're fucking 18.
You're hanging out with a little kid, Sid. Don't even give him your time of day.
God, apparently.
Yeah, anyway, so shut the fuck up. Let me go. Hey, you're not going to stop me going back to town, are you? Huh?
So you're literally just doing nothing
impeding,
important.
Are you impeding the process and flow of knowledge? Is that what you're doing here now, Sid?
No, I'm reviewing your work.
Oh, well, you don't have
Show
the right.
Show me your thesis.
You're not the fuck. You're not. I don't report to you. You're not an arcane scholar.
But we're supposed to share our knowledge with each other when we meet.
Hey, don't you outrank him, Sid?
I do. And I actually pull out my book, which would show the second revision bit, which means that it's made it through the first revision process and everything.
Okay, so it means I can read yours, but you can't read mine. It's not been reviewed yet.
Yeah, because I'm supposed to be, I outrank you. I should be able to take a look at what your notes are.
No way. It's not how it's, like, you're not, you don't have jurisdiction. You're not an arcane specialist.
He's held, I'm going to take his book. He's held a person.
Yeah, you could just take his book.
Don't do that, Bryn. Bryn, yeah. No, dude, we're just talking shit. Don't take his book. No. Look, dude, like, so you're not working with the Hoots Force at all?
Give me an insight check.
Amazing what a bit of bullying 20. Will do.
Dirty 20,
wow, okay.
Got a plus 5 in insight.
So. You've mentioned the Hoots Force a couple of times now,
mm-hmm.
And you brought up the fact that he ran from them at Stone's Reach, and you're getting the feeling that he would never outwardly admit it, but he's really, really ashamed that he ran. Like, Axel's a bully, right? Yeah. You know, like, him showing fear is, like, the worst thing he could do for his own, like,
self-image.
Yeah.
Yeah, at this point, I say to Melody, I'm cool. You can let me go.
You sure, kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine. And I just go over to him, and I'm like, listen, like, a lot of people got hurt that didn't need to, because if we had you and Thunderslash there, things might have been stopped a lot sooner. So, yeah, get out of here, man. But you know what? Be a better person than who you are. Actually be something that someone will be proud of you of for once.
Yeah, whatever, you fucking loser. And he, like, just, like, stomps away.
Yeah, Sid was like, come on, Fink. Storms off in the other direction.
Fink is just, like, baring his teeth, like, proper, like, hackles raised the entire time.
Yeah, still in rock form.
Yeah.
Just, I picture him. Well, you know that Pokemon that is just like, he's like a lobster type, but he's just fucking square?
Yeah.
I just picture.
He like stomps off, casts some sort of spell, Thunderslash appears, he casts Enlarge on it, like stands on his back and like just looks.
Bolt upright.
Yeah. Yeah. Just looks at you, just like, yeah, okay, look, whatever, Sid, just fucking, word of the wise, like, yeah, like, all the Hoots Force out there, like, they're saying that they can do way more for knowledge than town ever could. So, I mean, like, I don't know. Don't put all your eggs in town's basket. And we'll see what happens.
Just know that maybe both sides could be better. And it's our responsibility to not just keep following whatever,
but to actually make the world better and to actually care about preserving knowledge.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't turn off the thing, the whispers on him. So for the next mile, I can still hear, we can all still hear him mumbling.
Yes. And he's just kind of like, he's just like very badly cursing your ass.
Just for a mile.
Well, he seems nice.
Yeah, something like that. We were best friends.
Yeah. It
turns out all that was just a lie, I guess.
Yeah, it seems like he's lying about a lot. That's...
Yeah. That's concerning that the Hoots Force are outwardly saying the town isn't needed. That's not great.
No, and, like, remember that cleric was saying all you need to do is pray to Lufer. She said she just got all of her knowledge from Lou, right?
I'm not liking this Lou. It's causing a lot of problems. Promising a lot of shit to a lot of people, and a lot of times seems like it's not delivering.
And as you're having that conversation, the camera turns off, and that is the end of this episode.
Wow.
What do you mean the camera turns off?
I don't know.
I was like, what?
Because we're in it. We're just doing an anime episode, so it's like the camera just goes, whoop.
I was like, what the fuck is going on?
There was something I was going to say to Bryn, and I can't remember it for the life of me.
Okay.
I'll have to think about it. Whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It'll be so long now until I know what that was.
Oh, yeah, we'll forget. It'll be brand new.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Mm. Was it about me being myself in the dreams? Was it about me trying to punch Sid? Was it about the wasps? They're the three things that happened to me this episode.
It was about something with Axel.
Was it about him being your best friend and then you turning your back on him? And then now you're not best friends. And now Brent has something else to worry about.
Why is that something else to worry about?
Because I'm just fucking tired of my friends being not my friends. Oh. That's all.
No, but that was Axel's choice.
You're right. We should kill him.
Anyway, we can talk about this on the backstage pass.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, until then, Jim has something that he would like to say.
Do I?
Script.
I didn't do it. I know that by the time this comes out, there's going to be a lot of accusations. There's going to be a lot of stuff moving around online. I swear to you, noble listeners, that I didn't do it. And it was there when I found it. And this is the statement I'd like to make about the rumors and slander.
Allegations.
Allegations.
Meow, 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 meow.
If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review on the platform of your choice. Follow us on our socials. And join our Discord. You can find links to all of these and more in our link tree.
I'm putting clown music behind.
Why?
If you would like to show a little extra love, please consider subscribing to our Patreon. It gives you access to lots of behind-the-scenes stuff, including artwork, composing, and the backstage pass, which is a mini episode to follow each.
It's like one of these who's never spoken before in their life.
First day of speaking class.
From the bottom of my heart.
As he reads directly from the PowerPoint slide.
I trust that you will see the truth in this matter and that
you will give us money.
The sun will shine on my reputation again. Thank you for your belief and your trust.
Anyway, here's Colin's call-outs.
Can you believe that little shit showing his face again? After fucking turning tail and me getting rocks dropped on me, I'm so fucking tired of his attitude. Why would Sid not just electrocute him? Like, why is he being so nice to him? Anyway, neither here nor there. I'm getting angry again. You're all going to get attacked in the call-outs next week.
Con, it is me and Angel. And what Sid was thinking of that he couldn't remember was that he was thinking that Con would have thought this fucking eagle with these fire and the lightning forms was the coolest shit in the world.
Yeah.
He would have.
It was fucking cool.
Especially when he stood on his shoulders and flew off into the sky.
Jealousy is an ugly emotion. And apparently I'm between heaven and hell right now, so I'm trying to keep myself somewhat measured.
You fucking better.
Okay. Hi, Kira. How are you getting on? Thanks for being a Patreon. I've run out of things. that you've given me to say, so I'm just going to say this. Thank you so much for your continued support. And you know what? Just pick an NPC. I'll hit him next game. I'll just fucking hit him. All right, next up, we have the rookie DM. How are ye? I think we'll probably have seen you a few times between now and then. So, yeah. I know how you are. Sorry for everything. And look, if you guys want to help Rookie get back on his feet, support him online.
What has happened? What are we prophesying?
If something bad actually happens, I'm going to feel so bad.
Yeah. God, you play it safe, Rookie. I'm going to feel real bad. But anyway.
Don't leave your house.
You better not leave your house, Rookie. No, that's the other color. If you want some incredible information on how to run your games, NPCs, maps, all that kind of good stuff, find the Rookie DM on all the socials and just give him a follow, give him a subscribe, give him a like, give him a comment. All that kind of stuff always goes a long way to letting our friends know the support is out there. Dread, however. The dreaded DM. You know, a lot of times people will take a name that's supposed to inspire fear. And that's not the case when you actually meet the person. However, having from my astral location seen the adventures of Rin in space, I can tell you right now, that is a cold motherfucker deserving of that name. If you want to see some really cool fucking just general D&D shit, apparently they punish players who are being bold, so go follow the dreaded DM on all of her socials. It's a good time, I promise you. Quadruple Bacon. Absolutely loving the artwork you sent on. You sent one of that young lad Bren there the other day with all the rings. Top tier. Absolutely class. That's what we like to see up here in heaven.
And the portraits you did of the three of us.
Oh, yeah.
And the graphic sex scenes of Bren.
No.
Sorry, she only sent them to me.
That's worse.
That somehow works.
Hey, I paid for them.
We absolutely love your art, and I can't wait to see the graphic sex scene between Bren and Christina.
Think of the positions they could get.
No. Acrobatic. How are they both on top at once?
I'm done.
And then on to our another Patreon subscriber, Welsh Lander. How are you? We still don't know anything about you. Are you actually Welsh?
No, we know everything about him now. Yeah. He's been in contact. He's been over for tea.
Yeah. Oh, is that right? Yeah. Sorry. Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting this is happening in the future.
Yeah, you accidentally punched him in the face.
Oh, sorry.
He was cool about it, though.
I put out a statement about that in the end of the episode. But yeah, no, look, I'm glad we're on speaking terms again. And thank you for your continued support, despite it all. You know... What more can I say than your support means the absolute world to me, and I can't wait till we can, you know, meet under friendlier circumstances. Water under the bridge, but...
This poor guy.
Right. And that's it for me. It looks like they're closing the gates to heaven, so I'm going to try and get in the queue here. Tally ho!
Jesus Christ.
This is paid content.
Put those back on. Put those back on.
No, I'm too sweaty.
No,
just for the backstage pass. Yeah.